I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, Chico. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to Chico Now and our Monday episode called Helping People. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number IMF69783, and I work under the clinical supervision of licensed marriage and family therapist Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. And on our Monday show, we are live, and I take your calls. We talk about whatever's on your heart. So your relationships, your family, if you have any parenting issues. I work as a marriage and family therapist intern in private practice. And what that means is I have a master's degree in counseling psychology, and I'm working on my clinical hours towards being able to sit for my licensing exams. So while we wait for you to call, and the phone number to call in is 894-7325. That's 894-7325. Call in, because I don't want to ramble for half an hour. I would much rather talk to you guys. But while I wait for you to call, I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about permanence and attachment and all that good stuff. So what is that? Well, it seems lately I've had a lot of little clients in preschool. As you guys know, I work on the side in addition to being in private practice, I've been helping out at Valley Oak Children's Services, going into the preschools and working with some of the little guys there who need some behavioral help. And what I've noticed is there is a lot of kids who need this behavioral help because of stuff that's been happening in their homes. And that's pretty standard. Things happen in the home, and so therefore you need a little bit of help guidance, because when things happen at home, kids react physically. They don't know how to handle the disturbing emotions. So they feel frustrated, they feel scared, they feel confused, they feel powerless. And they don't have the words to tell you, "I feel powerless today, Daddy." They don't even have the words to tell themselves that they feel powerless. They just know that they have this disturbing emotion inside of them that they don't have the name for or the words for or the ability to communicate to anyone. And it feels weird. It feels terrible. It feels horrible. And when you feel terrible and horrible and you don't have the name for that and you don't have the words to talk about it, you act it out. So you start hitting and you start kicking and you start throwing things and you use your favorite word, no. And you refuse to put your shoes on, and you refuse to be compliant with instructions, and because you just are trying to do anything you can do to get those feelings out of you and stop feeling so bad and feel better. So why is, like, so now we know why, but what do we do about that? Well, as adults, we can kind of look and see what has changed. What's different lately? Is there someone who's not in the picture anymore? Are there new people in the picture on a regular basis? Usually there's a big change that happened in the child's life before they get to a point where they're acting out like that. And so it could be even that their parent is pregnant or just had another baby. Whatever it is, they are feeling these disturbing feelings and they don't know what to do with them. So something that I do with kids is I really sit one-on-one with them. And I don't know if you listen to the show regularly, but we had a caller a while back and we talked about having 15 minutes of floor time where the parent or the adult, the guardian or the regular adult in their life, sits on the floor with the little guy and plays for 15 minutes doing whatever it is the child does. And you can do that, or there's a lot of other things you can do. But the picture here is to create a ritual and a routine, and specifically something where the child is the center of attention. But routines and rituals across the board help that child learn to have predictability. So they might feel powerless, but at least they can predict that this other thing is going to happen. So you get them up in the morning and you say, when the big hand is on the 12, we're going to walk out the door. We're going to put on your shoes. When the big hand is on the 5, we will walk out the door to go to school or preschool. And then you drop them off at preschool and you say, okay, when the little hand is on the 3, mommy will pick you up, or daddy will pick you up, or I will pick you up. So they know how to predict. And then you make sure that you're really following the instruction that you gave them or the prediction that you gave them. Because when they start learning that they can trust the environment around them and the people around them, they know that they can let down their guard and they can be comfortable because they can trust that even though things are changing around them and there's new people here or there's some people missing, they're still able to know that they are safe and they are secure and they are cared for. So it's really, really important to communicate those things to your little guy every single day throughout the day so they learn how to predict and they learn how to trust you and they learn how to trust that you're a person of your word, because they love you to pieces, but they still need that reassurance. So it looks like we have a caller. And our caller will be here. We'll be able to talk for a few minutes before we do a commercial. So, alrighty, let's see if I can remember how to. Oh, caller, I hope you can hear this, but you can wait just a few moments while the commercials go. We have some amazing commercials. Our listeners love them. And then when we come back, we'll take this call. Yay! Stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson, host of Chico Now and Helping People.
Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back, Chico, and all the surrounding areas. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern with the Board of Behavioral Sciences, number IMF 69783, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor. He's a licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And I forgot to tell you in the beginning, so I want to make sure to tell you right now, especially before we take this call, that this is not a substitution for therapy. This is advice giving. We're talking about your life a little bit. But if you feel like you need someone to really talk to and listen and help you with some long-term goals and plans, then I suggest picking up your phone and calling somebody who works in the industry, who you can go to their office and sit and talk with them. I do that. You can go to my website at jessicawilkerson.com. JessicaWilkerson.com. Sometimes I say my name really fast. Or just Google any LCSW, marriage and family therapist, clinical psychologist. We're all helping people and we all get a lot of education and skills to do that. So we have a caller. So exciting. I'm always really excited. I guess I'm a little bit of a pessimist and I'm always worried that we're going to start the show and no one's going to call in and I'll be stuck talking to you guys for half an hour. And while I probably have enough to say, that's not the intention of the show. So make sure you write this down so you can call next week, 894-7325. Or if we have time after we're done with this caller, we can take your call too. All right, caller, you are live and on the air. Please tell me what's going on.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jessica. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank
my
you
name's
for calling.
Steve, and I have a question. Actually, it's a concern I've had now for about a month. I bought my daughter, who's 15, a new smartphone, and I'm not sure it was the best idea. She's seems to be very addicted to it. She's having her grades are going down. It's just kind of been, I know they're a useful tool, but it's kind of been a downward spiral with just the grade, things going down, and just kind of a general disconnect with the smartphone that she has now.
So the question you're asking is what to do about that, or?
Yeah, do you have any ideas? I know she just seems to be attached to it all the time, 24/7. It's causing problems in the school already. I've got calls from the school saying, hey, you know, we've had to confiscate it from her during class period.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she stays up too late watching, or listening, rather, using the phone, you know, watching videos on the phone, et cetera.
Okay. And she's only had it for a month.
Yes.
Wow. So she's really excited. She has a brand new gadget and a new toy, and she's just like, I bet, all of her other friends, or many of her other friends, because this is the age they start getting those smartphones. And I know when I was in high school, that was when pagers were just getting popular.
Right.
They were.
I remember those.
At least just getting popular in our age group. And I would spend hours paging my friends, because you could create little words out of that. But the difference is that you don't have that immediate gratification of the friend is there to call you or text you back right away. So on that hand, I can relate and I understand what it is that these teens are excited about. But on the other hand, when you're a parent, that is so frustrating, and you feel super powerless when you're trying to get your teenager's attention and all they're doing is they've got their faces stuck in that phone.
Yeah, so it could be at dinner, it could be wherever, at a relative's house, whatever, and she's just fixated on it, addicted to it, I call it.
Okay.
Like an addiction.
Well, the nice
and
thing
if
is,
if I threaten to take it away, she gets very upset.
Oh, I bet. The nice thing is that it's only been a month, so you don't have years of behavior that you're trying to restructure. You have a month's worth of behavior, and so that there is a plus. And the second thing is this is a great opportunity for her to learn, because at 15, this is the time where she's learning how to balance responsibility with recreation. When she's in college, which I hope that she will end up there if that's where she's led to go, she'll also have to learn she'll also have to learn how to balance school with socializing, whether it's phones or going to friends' houses or going to parties. So we're going to a commercial break. It's this present moment, and when we come back, I'll give you my thoughts on a couple of interventions for your daughter. Stay tuned, listeners. This is Jessica Wilkerson. We have a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Every Sunday, while we're at it, throwing every other day to start.
I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be here. But I could be that guy.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, for Chico Now's edition of Helping People. And we are on the air at 104.5 FM, 9:30 a.m. and live streaming online at kkxx.net. Our 12:30 showing is live. But when you listen to this show at 6 o'clock or at 9 o'clock, it's a recording of our noon 30 show. And I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern with the Board of Behavioral Sciences, number IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of licensed marriage and family therapist Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. And if you want to know more about Chico Creek Counseling, you can go to their website, chicocreekcounseling.com, where you can meet me and many of my other colleagues who also work in the field of psychotherapy. And when we left for the commercial break, we were talking with Steve about his daughter and her smartphone and how she has been on that thing nonstop all the time, whether they're at home or they're eating dinner or they're at family's houses, and her grades have been dropping and he's feeling pretty frustrated and powerless and kind of sounds like he's regretting getting it for her, but she's loving it. Like every teenager that I have in front of me, I have so many parents who come in saying they never returned my texts or they never returned my calls and what can I do? So this is an opportunity for Steve to teach his daughter how to balance recreation and education in her responsibilities. And I think this is a wonderful, I know it's terrible for the parent who's dealing with it. I have a teenager myself, but it's honestly, when I look at it from another perspective, it's a wonderful opportunity for you to get the chance to mentor her before she goes out into the world on her own, because learning how to balance recreation with responsibility can have devastating results if teenagers have to learn this after they move out, when they're in college, when they have their first career 8-to-5 job and they're not in school anymore, and they stay up too late and they have to spend all day working, feeling exhausted or tired or with poor nutrition. So while it's so much work for the parent, I kind of get excited to see that the teenager has somebody to help guide them while they're struggling with it right now. So Steve, I would like to ask you a question, and it's probably going to sound a little bit, it's not meant to come out blaming. I'm just asking so I can get a good window of an idea. Because a lot of times when our parents or us, the adults, get our new smartphones or iPads or tablets or what have you, we spend a lot of time on them. So we'll be having family time watching a movie, but we will be playing on our iPhone or Android or tablet while we're watching the movie. So I'm wondering, so a lot of teenagers think, well, my parent does it, that therefore that means I can do it. And they don't understand that we have already met our responsibilities for our home and for our family life, that we've already crossed our T's and dotted our I's and now we're playing on our tablet. But how often do you think it occurs that you guys are having some interaction time and you're giving some attention to your electronic device?
Well, that's a fair point, and I probably set a not-so-perfect example because, yeah, I've been at the dinner table before. We're all assembled. And, yeah, I've taken a text or, answered a call. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's times, I'm good about it at the movies. I'll make sure the phone goes off at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But and other times, yeah, I probably failed to set a decent example regarding phone etiquette, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think that's a normal thing for adults to do because we're in our zone. We know that we've done the things that we need to do for the day. We've met our responsibilities, and we know that this is a time that we have to do this. And sometimes, if we're answering texts during family time and doing those kinds of things, that's us having poor boundaries with our friends or our colleagues, and that's something that we do need to work on for ourselves, but also having a conversation with our teenager saying, hey, you know, I know that I was doing that, but I want to let you know that I already completed all of my tasks for the day. So the things that for me would be similar to homework for you, that was completed. And so teaching your child how to balance. So saying, as long as your grades are below a B, you don't get to have your smartphone, will give your teenager some incentive to keep the grades up from a B or higher. Or, as long as you respond to my texting within 10 minutes of when I send it, when you're with your friends, you can keep the phone. But using that as a tool rather than a Well, guys, our show is over. This is Jessica Wilkerson. Have a wonderful, beautiful week.